Manhattan's Dauber and Pine bookstore is about to become a literary ghost.
There's nothing that's ever remained the same. Everything is bound to change.
Proprietor Murray Dauber. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. For a while, Dauber and Pine was on 4th Avenue. Then in 1926, it moved to 66 5th Avenue, where it has been ever since. Samuel Dauber and Nathan Pine were the founders. Samuel died about 10 years ago. Nathan died early this year. Samuel's son, Murray, carries on by himself.
We used to have a lot of well-to-do people in the old days. In those days, it was a little different, maybe. We still had a lot of Park Avenue and Fifth Avenue people who were book conscious and book readers. They'd come down in the big limousine with the chauffeur and stuff like that.
The new school owns the building housing Dauber and Pine. It decided not to renew Dauber and Pine's lease after June 30th because of the need for classroom expansion. For much of his life, Murray Dauber has been running up and down the 19 basement steps of the shop, lugging books.
I don't want to be sorry for myself or pity myself. You can always find a great deal of people who are a great deal worse off. But I think I do about 65 stories a day up and down. Figure that out, 6 days a week, a few hours on Sunday, multiply that by about 300 days in a year, and I'm way over Mount Everest.
After he finally closes the store, Dauber has a full agenda for himself.
I'm anxious maybe have some time to really concentrate and read Federalist Papers. Great lessons for today. Very interesting period. Very gifted writers. Madison, Shay, Hamilton. Those are really models of, rhetoric and so on.
Dauber has taught himself French and Spanish and is now working on Russian.
I hope I'll get the time advanced enough to be able to read Don Quixote in Russian, because I've read most of it in Spanish. It's one of my great supreme favorites.
They used to call 4th Avenue Booksellers Row because there were so many secondhand bookshops in the area. There are only a couple left now, and one of the most venerable, Dauber and Pine, is also closing its pages. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.